always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. One day after Iran boasted and showed off what it says is a fully smart long-range missile, the next day, today, an Israeli airstrike in Syria killed a high-ranking Iranian general. In a refugee camp in central Gaza, frustration from people like Mohammed after an Israeli airstrike on Christmas Eve killed dozens of Palestinians at the refugee camp, that from the Palestinian Health Ministry, which is controlled by Hamas. After Egypt unveiled a peace plan calling for the release of hostages and prisoners by both Hamas and Israel, Hamas saw that it recommends a panel of experts, not Hamas, take over control of Gaza. Hamas said no. Healthcare workers once again brace for a spike in respiratory illnesses after holiday gatherings, RSV, the flu, and COVID, a time for presence, says Dr. Greg Zandro, ER physician, Northwest Wichita, Kansas.
Your presence, physical presence, and the presence of your pathogens.
This is ABC News. As Christmas winds down, Kwanzaa is here in Hudson, New York, the annual celebration of African-American culture getting underway. Elena Mosley of the Operation Unite Education and Cultural Arts Center.
Kwanzaa was started in 1966 by Dr. Milana Karenga. It's a cultural holiday so that African Americans and people of African descent can come together and celebrate as one.
Kids still playing with their new toys, and after thousands of emergency room visits, consumer advocacy groups want there to be one fewer plaything, urging that water beads be banned. They're made from super absorbent materials that expand when exposed to water. Dangerous if a kid eats them. Ashley Huggins' child suffered a brain injury after swallowing a water bead.
They should not be used in homes with children, and they need to be banned.
Consumer Reports says the label non-toxic is a term that's under-enforced and also under-regulated. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Folks, I tell you this much, the Cripes Cast is just the butter on my cheese.
Mike and Pat, the hosts of the Crash Dummies podcast.
I was born in Nigeria, actually.
Yeah.
I tell you, I was in Nigerian boarding school for like 3 years. It's like a prison sentence. We were trying to prison break our way out of there because they took our passports. So I was trying to have people send me money so I can find a new passport.
Wait. You were in Nigeria trying to have people send you money?
Yeah, trying to escape.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it?
Cripes Cast, every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Supreme Court says it will adopt new legislative maps in time for next year's election, unless the Republican-controlled legislature can pass maps that Democratic Governor Tony Evers will sign. All parties will be allowed to submit new maps to the court, along with expert evidence and supporting arguments. The court will appoint one or more consultants to look at the maps and issue reports. It's the end of the line for one of Wisconsin's most beloved local businesses. Lane's Bakery in Madison closed its doors Sunday. Lane's goes back to 1954. Owner Charles Lane is the grandson of the original owner, and he's been there for 40 years. Charles and his wife Becky say they're ready to retire. Last we knew, the Lanes were holding out hope a new buyer will start up the bakery again. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers get the win in Carolina. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The final score, 33-30. Packers were leading by two touchdowns. Rookie Bryce Young, quarterback for the Panthers, brought his team back. Had they put in new plays?
You know, we didn't have these magical new plays. We didn't have these, magical new schemes. We had some new stuff in, but ultimately we've been talking about all year. It's just execution.
The Packers are now 7-8 and still have a chance to make the playoffs. How did Jordan Love perform? Packers head coach Matt LaFleur.
I thought Jordan did an outstanding job. We just never quite got into a great
rhythm in the second half.
Love is running out of receivers. Christian Watson still dealing with a hamstring injury. Jaden Reed unable to play because of an injured toe. Dontavian Wicks suffered a chest injury after scoring a touchdown.
Christian being out and Jay Reed being out. Guys had to step up. Rome had to step up. Wicks had to step up. Just he's having more opportunities in that role with the guys injured. And obviously with him getting hurt, more guys got to step up.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain continues for tonight, breezy with temps falling slowly through the 40s. And more rain likely tomorrow in the morning, cloudy for the afternoon. Temps fall out of the 40s into the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in mid-30s for Wednesday. It's 42 right now.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. A guy who gives edible undies as gifts just because they taste good, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, this is Pete Schwabba, the host of Nightlight, broadcasting statewide from the WGBW studios in Green Bay. I wanted to spend some time with my family, so here's an interview with This Week in Waukesha host Don Brown. Have a great Christmas. Don, did you know that ranch dressing is number one?
I believe that.
Do you? I want to keep people in suspense so they don't know who I'm talking to right now. Like they think I have a salad dressing guru. So I suppose I should introduce you.
To discuss salad dressing. I'm ready. I'm in.
Don Brown hosts This Week in Waukesha here in the Civic Media Network. So welcome to Nightlight. Great to have you.
Thanks, Pete. Really glad to be here. And I'm glad to have you in the Civic Media Network.
Yeah, good to be here. So tell us about This Week at Waukesha. Where can we see it? When is it on? And a little bit about the show.
Sure. So it's Saturday mornings from 7 to 9. And, you know, it's all things Waukesha. You know, it's really, you know, people think of it as another Milwaukee suburb when it's really its own historic university city. It's home to the state's oldest college, Carroll University, which was actually chartered before the state of Wisconsin was.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, there's a rich history there, a very historic downtown. You know, Waukesha once had a Springs era. It was considered like the Saratoga of the West. People would come. It was a resort city where wealthy Southerners would come for the spring water and all of its healing powers. and still a lot of great remnants from that. And it's just really an eclectic community. There's some really great, you know, like downtown Waukesha in many ways is kind of like a walk through yesteryear. You know, we were talking a lot about TV and it's like, that would be a great set for like a 1960s, you know, TV show, like a sitcom or a drama.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And
I'm not from Waukesha originally, but, and there are quite a few transplants like me, but there are also several people that grew up in Waukesha and are second or third generation. I had the mayor, Sean Riley, on my show last Saturday, and I learned that his family's lived in Waukesha for more than 100 years.
Wow.
So, yeah.
So you cover really a lot of roots. Local topics and stuff like that, kind of what's happening around the city, that kind of stuff.
Birthplace of Les Paul, you know, it's been designated one of the guitar towns, you know, Guitar Town USA. And so, and it's a growing city. It's just really, it's an exciting vibe. And we're really glad to have, you know, there's been a WAUK for years, but the focus was on like either country music or Christianity. You know, I think it was a religious channel for many years. And when Civic Media reinvigorated when they started back up again, we were finally able to have a station and shows like mine that have a big focus on Waukesha as well as Wisconsin life. And that's why I'm really glad to be on this show because, you know, Civic Media, there's so many people here in Southeast Wisconsin that travel up your way for their summer homes or really year round, you know, that's such a great state. And, you know, same thing. There's a lot of people up where you are. They'll love to come down for a Brewers game or just to enjoy your Bucks or to enjoy, you know, all the great things in this area. And so it's neat that they can go to the Civic Media app and access shows like ours and channels like ours to find out what's going on in the area. And because there's tons of things that could interest them.
What I took from that, Don, is if I want to take my family to a Brewer game, you've got a couple sets of bunk beds for us.
Absolutely.
Did I understand that right? Okay, yeah. Good. All right, yeah. I thought so. I don't like to read into things too
much. So I can get away with saying this right now. Yes, hopefully she doesn't hear the rebroadcast. But, oh, absolutely, Pete. You know, we should tell people we have a little bit of a backstory.
Yeah.
I
was getting there, but go ahead. Tell them how we are connected.
Sure. So years ago, I was with a restaurant group in Evanston, Illinois, where Northwestern is, you know, right outside of Chicago. And it was a really eclectic, really great group. It was a lot of, like, students and theater people working there. And your sister, Julie, worked at one of our restaurants, the Davis Street Fish Market, which you had visited and had a few meals there.
I had. That was the first time I ever ate a whole lobster was at that restaurant. You know, you always get the tail. Yeah. They served me a whole lot. It was like lobster night or something. And my wife and I went, I'm like, I don't even know how to eat this. So,
And Julie and I became pals because we had a lot in common. We were both from like big Catholic families. And, you know, so we had a lot of the same tastes. And because I'm the youngest of 10 kids. And, and, you know, Marinette, I also know the Boyle family from Marinette. There's like 11 or 12 of them, I believe.
I think everybody knows the Boyle family. There's so many of them. They have a big tent. That's great. It's so funny you said that about Julie. She lived when I lived in L.A. for 14 years, and she lived 100 feet from me when she moved out there. Nice. And now I'm back in Northeast Wisconsin, and she lives about 200 feet from me. So we seem to be following each other around. So how did you end up, you managed, I think, that place, and then you're now in radio, and I think you had a political stop in between. So talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, I bounced around a lot before I finally took that leap of faith and kind of hung my own shingle as a writer, and that led to other opportunities. I was an alderman for the city of Waukesha, and I'd still be alderman had it not been for a redistricting, you know, that happened with the last census, and so I ended up without a district, but... it also that landed me this opportunity of Civic Media because when Mike Crudy came to Waukesha, he was like looking for people to do a show that was Waukesha focused. And a mutual friend said, you should have Don Brown do it because he's, you know, he's been on the city council and he knows a lot of people and he's really passionate about Waukesha. And so it's really this has really been one of the great joys of my life to be working on this show and connecting with people of Waukesha, you know, on a weekly basis, daily basis, you know, and trying to put guests together and storylines. And
that's so cool. And Mike Crute, of course, the co-host of the Devil's Advocate here on Civic Media. So check out that show as well from 4 to 6 every day.
Great
so
show.
I want to tell you, all right. So Don, my show is primarily entertainment, fun Wisconsin stuff. We don't get into a lot of politics typically, but I want to know a couple things. First of all, you must know the Bodines are from Waukesha.
I sure do. Yep.
One of my all-time favorite bands. I made a movie years ago. Kurt Newman of the Bodines wrote a score for the movie. And gave me some Bodine songs to use. Like, I could not say enough good things about Kurt Newman, but how cool is that? Like, I love knowing who's from a town, and I'm trying to encourage more Wisconsinites to let me know who's from their town and what happened there and cool historical nuggets like you just shared. But are you a Bodines fan?
I am. I remember in college. Yeah, I love them. And I remember that went closer to Freeway was the title track for Party of Five.
Party of Five, great Wisconsin band.
There's a guy from Waukesha who I've been trying to get on the show. His name's Pat Nettesheim. He's one of the co-founders of Guitars for Vets, which is a really neat philanthropy in its own right. But Pat also has a band, a real heavy metal, like great band. But he knew the Bodines, you know, growing up. But I think he maybe even got to help produce some tracks or got to write or something. He had a relationship. But Pat collected a lot of cutting floor music because back when Waukesha was in not such a good way economically downtown, there were a lot of boarded up buildings. So the Bodines could go into these places and record albums for like pennies in the dollar they were desperate for rent. And so a lot of those great albums were cut right on Main Street in downtown Waukesha.
That is really cool.
Yeah. Pat's got access to all these like bootleg tapes, you know, cutting room floor stuff that no one's ever heard. And he says it's brilliant. So one of these days we're going to have him on the show and he's going to play some of these tracks for us, like some of his kind of favorites, you know, from the crypt.
Oh, that's so cool. I'm talking with Don Brown, and not only does he have a cool name, he's got a really cool show here on Civic Media called This Week in Waukesha. Are you a TV watcher, Don? And don't try to tell me you're not, please.
Yeah.
What do you watch? What's your show or movie? What do you recommend?
Oh, God. You know, I am crying because I really want to watch the new season of Fargo.
Yeah.
Because I watched the first four or five, whatever it was. And we don't have Hulu anymore.
Oh,
which,
really?
And one of the reasons, like, when you'd watch your favorite teams in sports on Hulu, the game would crap out, or it would just, you know, there'd be just too many pauses. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
Might as well just go to a bar. Yeah. And so, yeah, so I'm trying to get a hold of that. We've been watching, we've been binge watching The Good Wife. My wife turned me on to that. Her dad did. I love, what else have I been watching? Bass Reeves. You know, it's about a black U.S. Marshal during like the post-Civil War.
What's
that's
that
been
on?
A great show.
Yeah, I've heard that's good.
That's on Paramount. And Paramount's got some great shows. Joe Pickett was another great show. Season two just finished up there.
Have you seen Lioness? Lioness is on Paramount Plus with
Zoe
Saldana.
I started watching that, yeah. That's the same guy who created Yellowstone.
Yeah, I think this is better than Yellowstone. I wasn't sure about it the first two episodes, but if you stick with it, it's really good. It's a very good show, in my opinion.
Yeah, and you know what I got into for Yellowstone were the prequels. Like, I loved 1883.
Right.
I don't know if you saw that. That was fantastic. And I love 1923, and they were going to do a second season, but now they're saying they're not going to do it. And that just you know, breaks my heart, because it really left a lot up in the air. And what was neat about those prequels, because when you watch Yellowstone, it's just like, okay, it's another Dallas, but you know what? And you think they're, they're rich, greedy scumbags. But then you see the prequels and you realize, you know, these families spilled a lot of blood to build that ranch and to build that little empire. And they're also fighting, you know, it becoming another big city, another concrete jungle. And so there's some pretty neat backstories or themes to the whole Yellowstone thing that those prequels unearthed. And so I really enjoyed that part of it.
Yeah, I've heard that the spinoffs are good. And I think Rob Thomas was here from the Capital Times couple nights ago. And he said their goal is to do a spinoff for every year that America has existed. So I thought that was great. So I think this is great, Don. Thank you for being surprise guest number three here tonight.
Yeah, it's been fun. And I look forward to having you on my show. I think you may be coming in. I think it's next Saturday. So
I would love to. Thank you for the invitation. Yeah. And this has been like a little Civic Media Christmas party with you and Kristen and Jim Schmidt stopping by. So it's brightened my night. It's brought light to my night, if I can use that metaphor for night.
Sure, sure.
Thanks a lot and best of luck with the show. And I'll be talking to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. And just one more thing before we go, if it's okay, is because you're talking movies, look for The Boys in the Boat that's supposed to premiere Christmas night. Okay. I actually did read that book, and it's like Seabiscuit for rowing. It's unbelievable.
Sweet. Yeah, all right.
And it's a
good
true story, too. So check that out.
Excellent. Okay. Thanks a lot, Don. We'll talk soon.
Hey, thanks for having me, Pete. Say hi to Julie.
My pleasure. We'll do. Okay.
All right. See ya.
So that is Don Brown. He hosts This Week in Waukesha here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can catch that at civicmedia.us, or if you live in Waukesha, on one of the local radio stations there. So thanks for joining me, Don.
Coming up next, sports broadcasting legend John Mino joins in from Mino and the Mayor in the mornings. Merry Christmas. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Timeout.
Oh, right. Remember, we're a team that plays together.
Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of
the year. This is Pete Schwab, the host of Nightlight, broadcasting statewide from the WGBW studios in Green Bay. I wanted to spend some time with my family, so here is an interview with John Mino of the Mino and the Mayor Morning Show. Merry Christmas.
We have an actual Green Bay broadcasting legend sitting opposite me, and I'm thrilled to welcome him here from the Mino and the Mayor Show. It's John Mino. Hey, John.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. It's nice that you came down a little early because you live so close.
Well, I remember that Murphy actually brought in a whole bunch of donuts today.
You're just hungry.
I forgot to bring them back up to my room here. So, yeah.
You're like, here's what I can do. I can either sneak in and get the donuts, or if he sees me, I'll have to go out a little early.
Hey,
what are you doing here? I know. I think I told people the other night, I moved to Northeast Wisconsin in junior high. Went to Marinette Catholic Central High School, and I remember your name, and I know you hosted so much stuff, because when I met you, I'm like, God, I know that voice. Like, you got that million-dollar voice. Did you come out of the womb talking like that? And you're like, you have to go into broadcasting.
Yeah, I think I did.
Yeah. So what else have you done?
That's the only thing I've got. Everybody needs one thing.
Give us your resume, if you would.
Okay, well, you know what? I went to college in Arizona State, and little junior college up in northern Minnesota first, and then Arizona State. Got my first job in one of the smallest TV stations in the nation, KMVT, Magic Valley Television, Twin Falls, Idaho.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Your leader for Southern Idaho News.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
So we were talking, John. John Mino is here from the Mino and the Mayor show. It's the morning show here on WGBW and WISS. And he is sitting in with me tonight. We're talking movies, and we talked his career. His lengthy career, the snubs he's gotten from the movies he's tried to be in, and his worst. You were just about to tell us what the worst Christmas present you've ever gotten was.
It was a toilet paper holder.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Was it like customized?
It had like a little radio in it or something.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Is it?
Well, as those things go.
Is it?
Sure.
It was like a toilet paper holder dispenser with a built-in radio.
I will say this. Whoever bought that for you
probably
gave it some thought.
Probably.
And said, you know what?
Yeah.
I bet John's the kind of guy wants to hear a little, some tunes, you know? Wow.
Yeah.
How long ago was that?
A long time ago. That was in Tucson, Arizona. So that's many years ago, but it's one of those things you just never really forget.
Yeah, because I made a whole list here of stuff. Mine, my wife gave me shoe beans.
Shoe beans?
Beans. You put them in your shoe, and they make it smell better.
Ooh.
Yeah. And I said that's kind of when you know the romance is gone in a marriage.
Yeah.
And it's harder to get it back when you know your feet smell.
You know, you almost think there would have been a subtle sign before that you missed. Somewhere? Well,
yeah, maybe. Keep them outside on the lanai, if you will. So that was mine. But, like, coffee cups and T-shirts are on here. I don't mind coffee cups.
I'll take a coffee cup or a T-shirt anytime.
Me too, and I'll tell you why, because I never go out to buy them.
Nope.
So
I will take either one all day long.
I'd say, oh, that's a nice Kiss T-shirt, Pete. Yeah, well, it's what I work out in. I don't go out and buy it, but.
By the way. A person just texted me.
Yeah.
That I showed you.
Yeah.
She said she was driving along, or she was about to fall asleep, or hope she wasn't driving along.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden she heard our voices and she's listening to us.
Well, that's very nice.
So this is Kim. Kim is from Menasha. Okay.
Okay.
Now here's when you said the Kiss T-shirt, there's a reason I'm going with this.
Yeah.
Her son opened up a store selling used T-shirts. It's amazing.
Used
T-shirts. The price that some of the old rock band and rock concert T-shirts go for these days. He's got a really successful shop. It's called the Wild Goose, right on College Avenue in Appleton. And then he's got another one now, I believe, in Kenosha, where he's going to college. Great, great stuff. The stuff they find, the old vintage stuff like that, that you and I probably would have worn at a concert or whomever. Big bucks.
So I recently drove through Michigan with my son. We were both in a movie and got to go to the premiere in Detroit, which is kind of cool.
And we're driving home, and I can't be in Michigan and not listen to Bob Seger.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm cranking Seger. We're driving, and it made me think of my buddy Mike Toomey's joke. He says, Bob Seger's the only guy you go to a Bob Seger concert and you can't tell who is Bob Seger because they all look like Bob Seger. He goes, the only way you can tell who Bob Seger is he's the only one not wearing a Bob Seger concert t-shirt.
Oh, that's beautiful.
That's a great joke.
Oh, that is a great, great line.
All right, so let's get fantastic. To some TV and movie, John. What do you watch?
Well, Yellowstone.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I've watched that entire series all the way through. I just think it's one of the greatest things in TV history. I like watching the old series. Like, I was watching Band of Brothers.
Yeah.
Again, the other day, and there's a new one coming out by the same producers in January, I believe it is, about the Air Corps in World War II. You know, because they did the Pacific, they did, which was the South Pacific, obviously, the Band of Brothers, which was Europe, and now this one's coming out about the Air Force. So I think that's going to be really cool. Yeah, okay. I love stuff like that. I love old documentaries. I watch weird stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Nazi such and such uncovered. You know.
Do you like cop shows?
To a point. Okay. You know, I always feel like I'm going to be on Cops someday. So
you know what?
I'm going to be on Cops. You know, they'll haul me out of the trailer without a shirt on, pants halfway down.
What a sad end to a Green Bay Broadcasting Legends career,
right?
That would be. But you know what? Kind of poetic.
I think so, too.
Romantic to go out like that.
And I finally made the big screen. Look at me, I'm on the top of the world.
I think of you, Schwab. I made it anyway.
Exactly. Look at you, Pete.
Have you seen any of the holiday movies? Do you have a holiday favorite, John?
I'll be honest with you.
Okay.
And I talked about this one day, and Dr. Kristen gave me a little bit of a hard time. It's tough when a doctor gives you a hard time.
Yeah.
But anyway, I said I like the Hallmark Network.
Really?
Yeah.
Just the kind of guilty pleasure, feel
something,
good.
It's always the same theme. It's like, you know, some woman and her mom are selling Christmas trees because her dad passed away, and they need to keep the farm. And then all of a sudden she goes, oh, my gosh, Mom, is that – Carl? Yes, it is, dear. What's he doing here? I thought he was a brain surgeon in New York. Well, his wife left him for a pro hockey player, and he moved back. Oh. Yeah, exactly. You know, it's one of those kind of things every single time, but I fall for it every single time. And the guy's always wearing a plaid shirt and a down vest.
He's got a beard.
A little bit of a
very
beard.
Well coiffed.
Absolutely.
Okay, so here's my...
Do you see him? You see that guy?
Yeah. Here's the thing, too. Like, if sentiment sneaks up on me, I will start... The rain will come right away.
Yeah.
And I was watching, we had just given birth to my son. This is like, 22 years ago or so. And I'm watching a show on TV. I don't even know what my wife is watching. And it's the baby gets taken from a shopping cart and kidnapped. And I started like, it just occurred to me, oh my God, I got a son. I got to protect this person. And I started like the tears kind of go, what is this? And she goes, Walker, Texas Ranger. I'm like, I'm crying at Walker, Texas Ranger, but I didn't know what it was.
Well,
it was like,
if anybody could make you cry. Come on.
Softy.
Come on now.
But you don't have a holiday favorite you can leave the people with?
Still love It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Still love It's a Wonderful Life. Can't not watch it when it's on. Not watch it.
I'm the same way. Christmas Vacation?
Love it.
Yeah.
Who doesn't? I mean, how do you not? You know, some of those are just like...
It's just a given.
But you know what's the most underrated thing is Julia Louis-Dreyfus in that movie.
Oh, she's so funny.
She is so... Everything that she does is hilarious in that movie.
And justified.
Yeah.
If Clark Griswold was my neighbor, I'd want to punch him out too.
Absolutely.
And I'd probably end up on my back for something stupid he did, just like with her husband.
Absolutely.
Who is Christopher Guest's brother, by the way. All right, this has been a lot of fun. Yeah, we had this is John Mino. Thank you for being here tonight.
My pleasure, Pete.
Check
anytime.
Out.
This is great. Love what you're doing.
Yeah, let's do it again.
Absolutely.
Check out Mino and the Mayor every morning right here at WGBW. Coming up next is the music duo 7000 Apart. We'll have a talk about their band, and they'll even play a couple songs for us. That's next. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. One day after Iran boasted and showed off what it says is a fully smart long-range missile, the next day, today, an Israeli airstrike in Syria killed a high-ranking Iranian general. In a refugee camp in central Gaza, frustration from people like Mohammed after an Israeli airstrike on Christmas Eve killed dozens of Palestinians at the refugee camp, that from the Palestinian Health Ministry, which is controlled by Hamas. After Egypt unveiled a peace plan calling for the release of hostages and prisoners by both Hamas and Israel, Hamas saw that it recommends a panel of experts, not Hamas, take over control of Gaza. Hamas said no. Healthcare workers once again brace for a spike in respiratory illnesses after holiday gatherings, RSV, the flu, and COVID, a time for presence, says Dr. Greg Zandro, ER physician, Northwest Wichita, Kansas.
Your presence, physical presence, and the presence of your pathogens.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. High temperatures in Wisconsin this Christmas Day were expected to be as much as 20 degrees above normal in some places. 2023 is likely to go down as the 10th warmest year on record in Wisconsin. From New Year's Day through November, meteorologists say every month besides March, April, and July was above average. The National Centers for Environmental Information says the average temperature in Wisconsin this year is 47.6 degrees. Doctors are warning people not to overuse antibiotics this cold and flu season. Dr. Ken Redcross is a personal health consultant. He says antibiotics are ineffective against flu and the common cold. Flu season has peaked in February over the past 40 years, but has become less predictable since the start of the COVID-19 pandemic. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Dave in Minneapolis.
I'm embarrassed to say it, but I did vote for Trump the first time. But then after January 6th, I could not vote for him because he is a danger to, I think, us as a country.
Dave's absolutely right. There are foundational things that should transcend partisanship, right? Democracy, a peaceful transition of power. Our veterans.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Rain continues for tonight, breezy with temps falling slowly through the 40s. And more rain likely tomorrow in the morning, cloudy for the afternoon. Temps fall out of the 40s into the 30s. A mix of sun and clouds in mid-30s for Wednesday. It's 42 right now.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
If I could be you.
And you could be me. For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my
shoes. From Birchwood to Poplar. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH, your home for news, talk, and sports.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, this is Pete Schwaba. I'm at home overeating, but we put a best of nightlight together for you. Here's my interview with mega performer Frank Hermans. Hope you enjoy, and happy holidays. Right now, I'm really thrilled. I have a guest in the studio I've been trying to book forever. And when I say forever, I've been on 2.5 weeks, so it seems like forever. But he's finally agreed to join me. I've got a history with this guy that I just love. Frank Hermans, a Green Bay institution. Welcome, Frank.
What is up, Pete? I've been following your career for years, you know. You're a stand-up comedian, and you're the guy, and Godfather of Green Bay. I mean, doing all that cool stuff you did in Hollywood, and then back in the area doing PBS, and, you know, hey, I'm proud of you, man. This is cool.
Thank you. Well, likewise, I'll just give listeners a little bit of background. So Frank and his brother Mike owned a comedy club right down here, down the street, I guess, that I worked when I was a stand-up. I was Chicago based at the time and I came up here. I think I worked it a couple times before I moved out west, and you guys were like two of the coolest comedy club owners. I'm like,
we didn't know what we were doing. I think that's what it was.
You know? Maybe.
And I think about, you know, when you would come there and, you know, we had three successful years. We did. We opened up this comedy club. Back then you could get a liquor license for $250.
Whoa.
Yeah. It was crazy. We opened that on a shoestring budget, $5,000. I had a couple coolers. I also owned another bar, and I was running another nightclub called Purcell's in the Radisson. So I had some contacts, and I knew everybody.
They did comedy there too, right?
Yes, at Purcell's. I did comedy out there, and I worked through Fletcher Lee, and then I worked through
a couple
other guys back then a headliner was $500 a week. A feature was $300 a week. Isn't that crazy? That's all you guys
made. Is that how little I was making back then?
That's how little you were making.
No wonder I moved.
And then, no kidding, and then I would put you guys up at a little hotel down here, downtown Green Bay, $24 a night. It's crazy to think my expenses back in 19, well, that would have been 19,
midnight.
90,
I left in the mid 90s.
90 and 91 and 92, we were there. And and then every once in a while, I had 15 minutes, so I could do an open, you know, an open. Every once in a while, we get a couple local guys to do open. But, you know, back then, I think in those days, Mike and I, if we would have kept at it, we would have been millionaires, man, because it was just flush with cash. Yeah. Cash. Flush. We were rocking. Funny Bone came in and killed me.
Oh, they did?
They came in and they papered the city, Pete.
Oh, that's how they ruined
the city.
Comedy. Yeah.
And so we decided to hang it up. And
it's almost immoral But you and your brother were such good dudes. I think the first week I met you guys, Mike was limping. And I asked him what happened. He goes, I fell off my deck. But then he didn't tell me the whole story, but you did.
The whole story is.
You can tell the story, Frank.
Mike lived in an upper. And back then he didn't own a home yet. So he was renting an upper with his wife, and he had two little girls. And his wife had gone in first, and they had been out, you know, and she went to the bathroom. And when you get to the top of the porch, if you peer around the porch, there's the bathroom window on the second floor. Well, he wanted to get a sneak peek, okay?
His wife.
Sneak peek at his wife. Well, when he went and looked, he lost his balance, did a full flip, landed on his heel, crushed his heel. So he crushed his heel seeing something he could have saw for free any day.
Yeah. And then did he ever fully recover?
Yeah. Yeah, he walks. He's got a little bit of a limp, but, it took a long time to heal a crushed heel because basically what happened, that bone fragmented, like almost like telescoping, they call it. And they had to put all pins in there and stuff. And
so can he dunk again?
He can't dunk.
He can't dunk.
I can box him out every time. But, you know, when we opened that comedy club, he was in a wheelchair and he did all the work. My dad and him, they're so handy. We opened up that bar. It was $5,000. I had $5,000. It was my investment. I bought a couple coolers from Sherway grocery stores. They were meat coolers that we used as ice coolers. I bought a 3-sink tank because I had opened another bar down the road called Herman's Post on Main Street. And so we had a little bit of cash flow from this place. And I had started comedy at Purcell's in the Radisson. And then I'd done it down in Columbia, Missouri, and a couple other clubs that I ran.
Okay.
So I had some experience with this. And I thought, let's open this. And it's perfect. It was a storefront. And I set it up. Nick DiPaolo. Remember Nick?
Yeah, sure.
He came in and he said, Frank, you can't do a comedy club like this the long way. Let's move the stage to the center.
I remember that. Okay.
And it was only like 20 feet deep, but it was wide. So the comic could work the room, you know?
Right.
I was in a band at the time, so I had a full PA system. I had the lights. To open up this comedy club, it was just bits and pieces that came together. And man, it was successful. I knew that we could break even. We needed 45 people a night to break even. We were putting in 80, 90 folks. That's Sellout.
Yeah, that was a nice, cozy little room. It was great.
Cozy, yeah.
And right downtown here. You guys were kind of ahead of the renovation, really.
We were.
Right?
It was before Washington
Street. Because Port Plaza was still here then.
It was. Wow. It was. There was me, and then there was another bar. Jeff Gels owned a bar right next door, and it was the Hoppin' Place. Gosh darn it, I can't remember. And Jeff and I were talking about this the other day. We were the place that Washington Street really started. Then they opened up Stirrups. Then they opened up these other bars. And Jeff and I were, you know, you had Comedy City right next to me in the other building. So we had Comedy City was Comedy Sports.
Like a sketch. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sketch comedy. And we were right next to each other.
Oh, fun.
And it was.
Any thoughts about bringing it back? You mean Green Bay? Do they have a comedy club here right now?
No.
Just
no.
Appleton,
in fact, I got to tell you, food and beverage business sucks.
Yeah.
I was in food and beverage. That's why I'm glad I'm in theater. As soon as I built a theater in town on the SC Grand years ago. I built it in four partners, and I was cooking, I was serving, you know, couldn't find help. And then I got to get on stage smelling like chicken, you know, and do a show.
I worked at McDonald's in high school. Oh, I know about the smell you carry around.
I'm like, where can I go and not do this anymore and just do what I love? Sing.
Yeah.
Act,
yeah.
Right. Because food and beverage, you know, I went to college for theater, and I just got into the food and beverage industry. The bar industry was paying well, you know, and I became a manager. And hey, nightlife, you know, girls, drinks, whatever, you know, money.
And wow.
Next thing you know. Yeah.
All right, so let's jump ahead here.
Yeah.
So we've got you. That's where I met you.
Yeah.
Then I moved out to L.A., and I kind of stopped working the road because it's so far from everywhere. But I came back to make a movie, The Godfather of Green Bay, in 2003 in the fall. And the producer said, I think he said, you know, this guy. And I said, oh my God, you know, Frank. And then Frank was so cool. He played an Elvis extra in a scene. We faked the scene, the Best Western in Marinette. We tried to make look like
Las Vegas.
A Las Vegas hotel. And me and Lance Barber, the main character who I think is going to be on later in the week, we're walking down the hall and the two Elvises, Frank is one, walk past us. You guys got out the door. And until you waited there until you heard the words cut, and my partner, Brian Edding, the producer, said, every time we get out the door, that guy's killing me. He's telling jokes, or he goes, whoa, look out, Elvis fart coming.
Elvis got a fart coming, man. Come on. Hey, pull Elvis's finger, man. Let me sing a little song, man. It's love me tender, baby.
That was like an inside joke we would do for the next couple of years.
It was.
Like, he's like, oh, Elvis fart. So, okay, fast forward again.
Yeah.
And my dad says, oh, we have tickets for Frank Herman's show, Let Me Be Frank. And I'm like, Frank Herman's? I go, I didn't even know, I knew you owned a comedy club and you were just kind of a funny guy.
Sure.
But now you're like this Green Bay institution. How did you make that leap?
Institution?
Absolutely,
wow,
dude. You're everywhere.
I am an institution. Well, I got to tell you, I didn't know this was going to happen. I just, it's my passion. I love entertainment. I remember, you know, if you go way back, high school, I didn't do theater until I was a senior in high school because I played basketball, football, and I always sang. I always played guitar. So my senior year, I do a show, and I'm like, hey, I like this. I'm going to go to school for theater. I went to GB and got into a band, and I'm like, this is pretty cool. You know, and that was kind of the base. So these puzzle pieces started falling together, and I just remember when we were doing comedy, back then, I'm like, hey, these comics, I could do this. So I put together a stand-up routine. So I was doing comedy too, but I wasn't traveling like you guys.
Okay.
But I was opening up and doing stuff. And I'm like, hey, I could write sketch stuff, man. This is fun. Again, you know, a buddy of mine, I owned a place called Sports Corner in De Pere. And we had this banquet facility. It was busy Friday and Saturday night for weddings, but it was dead Sunday through Thursday. So Joe goes, hey, we should start a dinner theater. I'm like, sounds great, man. How do we do this? He goes, you got a band, right? I go, yeah, we'll get my guys here. Let's do something like, I don't know, like some 50s and 60s and see what people think. So we put together kind of a Carol Burnett kind of show.
Yeah.
It's called Fabulous 70s. We even did a Tim Conway bit. And what are the best comedy is stuff that's stolen. I mean, I'm sorry, but you take what works and then you do it. And then you improvise and you make it your
derivative.
Own.
Yeah, sure.
It's a derivative. And so, you know, February of 2000, do this show, 7 nights. We sell out every night. I pay everybody in the cast $175. I'm like, wow. So people can do community theater and get this, or they can work for me and get paid. So
where do I sign
that
up?
Is what started everybody wanting to audition for me. And the big thing was singing. And I've written 150 shows now.
Yeah, I saw that on your website. Shows, that is incredible.
It's stupid is what it is. It's mind-boggling. It's about history of Wisconsin. I like history. I love music. And I'm kind of a history bluff.
You're too modest, though, because that's like, I mean, you're just a guy, you exude enthusiasm an idea. Let's do this. And you do it. Yeah. Because if you don't do it, nothing ever happens. I'm talking with Frank Hermans. Yes, a Green Bay institution from Let Me Be Frank Productions. And I'm kind of in awe. Are you going to sing something for us today?
Yeah, I'm going to sing.
I got a lot of questions I still want to ask you, but I'd love to hear you sing.
You know, I wrote a song. In this Christmas show, we actually wrote three Christmas shows, that songs, original ones, because we didn't want to pay BMI and ASCAP. So I wrote some songs. And I wrote a song. My wife wrote a song. My son wrote a song. I got my son in the show, too, Blake. I have some talented kids.
Wow, nice.
I got a 12-year-old and 10-year-old that are just amazingly talented, and they take after their mom so they can sing really good.
That's so cool. Come on, modesty.
Well,
not Frank, you're great, and you know it.
I'm gonna sing an original song that I wrote during COVID.
How did you survive COVID with what you do? I mean that must have been really challenging.
Here's the deal, because we got 17 folks that rely on our income, and we didn't do shows. I'll remember it, March of 2019. We closed Girls on Thin Ice. It was a show I wrote.
That's a great
Sunday night, they're talking about closing. Monday, they close everything down. We cancel our shows. And I'm like, what are we going to do? Well, I have enough money in the bank. We can pay salaries for a while, right? We can do that.
Good for you.
And we're thinking, we can do the show in June. Nah, didn't happen. So we canceled that show. Are they going to bring it back in the summer? No, we canceled again. Then SBA stuff came around. Got some small grants. Then Green City, Green Bay says we can do stuff, social distancing, 6 feet apart.
Yeah.
So I have 1,000 seats in the Meyer Theater. I could fit 200 people in there. So I started doing shows again.
Oh, fantastic.
I was one of the first people to bring back shows with social distancing, masking. Being on stage without a mask, if you were okay with that, folks, I mean, we're 18 feet apart from you. None of us got COVID. We all got vaccinated. Everybody on stage that was there, nobody got COVID. So we performed. We got to perform. Plus, I got really good at grant writing. I got some of the best grants. I got the big one from the federal government for
that's an art in and of itself, is grant writing.
Yeah, I got quite a lot of grants. I was one of two that got the big grant in Green Bay, and then I was one of two that got the big grant from the state of Wisconsin. So
very nice.
So I was able to pay salaries. 2 minutes. There we go. Yeah, I like that. I thought she was just giving me the peace sign.
She's saying she's going to have you here, Frank.
You're cool, man. You're cool. But that's what got us through. And people are back finally. It took even last year, we were still struggling, you know, getting folks back in the seats. You know what has changed? Large groups. Nobody does large groups anymore. The companies, they don't do these big Christmas parties or these company functions anymore. And I think COVID made that an excuse to not spend that money on, you know, now they do something else. So we're still fighting, but I tell you what, this year we've set some records. People are back.
So, I guess I'll just wait till after the break. We'll do a song. But who are your musical influences, Frank?
Elvis Presley.
Yeah,
you
nice.
Know, I've performed Elvis. I'm an Elvis. I used to be an Elvis impersonator. I traveled the country. I was in Vegas.
Wow.
And, you know, did all that stuff. So I did that on the side.
Everything you've just told me since you've been here is like two lifetimes of stuff to do. So I don't know how you got like this Jack Kerouac side to you, like where you're just out doing stuff.
You just do it, man.
And you 95 years old and you just look like you're much younger?
I feel great. You know, I'm 59 and I still get called to do Elvis. It's crazy. And, I don't color my hair anymore. So I just paint it.
So what show are you performing right now? What do you have running? And I'm sure people know about it, but in case they don't, why don't you plug the show you're in right now?
Yeah, it's a Frank's Christmas. It's our 24th all original Christmas show, and and we write new Christmas shows every year. This one's about the elves and the Elf on the Shelf, Saving Berenson and Chocolates. But it's this weekend, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7:30, and then next week, Friday and Saturday, we got 8 performances left at the Meyer Theater. Come on down, you'll love this show. It's good for the kids too. For the kids too.
Coming up next, more Frank Hermans. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwava on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird, here to stay is a new bird. Sing a love song.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Hey, Tune in to The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Buzz of the North, 910 AM, WBZH.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Outside is frightful, but the fire.
Hey, this is Pete Schwaba. I'm at home overeating. We put a best of Nightlight together for you. Here's my interview with mega performer Frank Hermans. Hope you enjoy, and happy holidays.
It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn.
So Frank Hermans is here with me of BB Frank.
You sure you still don't do a stand-up, Pete? Do you have 45 strong minutes that you could do?
Strong?
Yeah.
No. I can stretch 9 tight minutes into a 45-minute set.
Sure. I got you. I'm with you.
People think I'm patient. No, I just don't have enough material. That's how it works. Frank Hermans is with me from Let Me Be Frank Productions. You said one of your influences is Elvis, which is not surprising. Yeah. You have a big personality. You're very musical.
Thank you.
What's your favorite Elvis tune?
Well, you know what? I got a ton of them. But If I Can Dream, it's one of my favorite songs to sing because it's so much emotion. And when I sing that song, I think about, you know, when it was sung, because, you know, it was right when Robert Kennedy was killed. You had Martin Luther King. So it was so much emotion. And then with what is going on with the world today with, you know, two sides fighting, let's just agree. And that song really is relevant. And when I sing it, I see people in the audience tear up. You know, it's crazy. That's and also, I got to say, How Great Thou Art, you know.
Beautiful song.
I sing it at a Christmas show, man. I can't look at the audience because, you know, people are crying. My mom, I'm like, Mom, don't look at me, you know.
That's one of those songs. I say this about Danny Boy, too. Yeah. Even a bad singer makes me tear up because it's such a beautiful song. But a great singer doing that, forget it.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
And I'm with you. Like, I think, like, sports and entertainment, that's what brings us together. Yeah. That's what I'm hoping to do with the show a little bit. Hey, let's get together. Let's talk about some funny TV or movies we're watching.
Sure.
Some entertainers. That you can't go wrong. And so you're going to sing something for us here.
You know, I wrote this song. I don't know if you... When I was growing up, my dad was in... He was an electrician. He worked at nuclear plant shutdowns. So we lived in obscure places all over the United States. And we're always leaving here. We're always leaving Green Bay or Denmark. We'd come back because of the Kewaunee nuclear plant and the Point Beach nuclear plant when they do the shutdown. So I'd be gone for a year, come back, gone for a year. I was always leaving a friend or a girlfriend, and I always wanted to come back.
Yeah.
So I wrote this song kind of about my family, and I wrote it over COVID. And I recorded it a couple times, but we do it in this show, and it is so awesome the way my wife has put the backup vocals. Now you're just gonna hear a raw song right now. You're just gonna hear the raw song.
Love it.
You need to come to the Christmas show and hear the orchestration and the backup vocals.
Sweet.
But this is kind of it's a very simple song.
Frank Hermans.
Christmas time is here and everyone is near and kids are everywhere. What a funny sight. It's Christmas time. Family's back in town and everyone's around and pumpkin pie is brown. I can't eat no more. It's Christmas time and I'm coming home. I'm sick of the telephone. Kids stop and stare at reindeer in the air and everyone believes Saint Nick is near. It's Christmas time and no one's at a loss cause here comes Santa Claus. It's really Uncle Jim. I wish I were him. It's Christmas time and I'm coming home. Gonna get you alone, alone. Christmas carols were yelled, we hear the silver bells, and Elvis Presley sings my favorite hymns. It's Christmas time. Snow's falling down and Uncle Ed's a clown with presents in his arms. I'm finally here. It's Christmas time and I'm finally home. Don't want to be alone. No one really cares all the pain we share and everyone forgives because of him. It's Christmas time. The hurt that we show, we all just let it go. And Christmas is for this, and I still believe. It's Christmas time. Christmas time is here and everyone is near and kids are everywhere. What a funny sight. It's Christmas time. Family's back in town and everyone's around and pumpkin pie is brown. I can't eat no more. Christmas time and I'm... Ooh, I just hit the wrong chord there at the end. Are you like that? And I was going for the big ending. I was going for the big ending there. It was a C instead of a G. And I didn't write it. I didn't write it on my cheat sheet.
That Isn't was that a big funny? Ending, though. That was awesome.
Huge ending. What?
Oh, that's
good time.
That is gorgeous.
Oh, that's good time.
So that you said that with a big orchestration and the way it's composed, I'll tell you. There's just something about a guy with an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
I love that almost as much as a big arrangement sometimes. You know, that's a great song.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. And you know, it's a simple song. It's, you know, G, C, D, F.
Yeah.
G, you know, an E in there once in a while.
It's the only chords I can play. So
1-4-5, the four in there once or one or a three chord in there once in a while. It's rock and roll. That's what it is. You can play them anything and any key and you can write any song. It's the melody that you can come up with. And we're very lucky with my musicians in my band. They can just take a song and they can orchestrate it. You know, I've written a number of songs. I've written a full musical with, I wrote all the songs called Brent the Musical. It was about Brett Favre, but I called it Brent the Musical. And I wrote all the songs. Those guys, Pat Hibbard, who's my partner, is my musical coordinator. And he'll take stuff and just make it, you know, wow, I didn't know you could do that.
Oh,
you know?
That's great.
Yeah. So
you wrote that a long time ago, you said.
I wrote that a long time ago. That
it's
song.
A great song.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.
So
I'm a little hoarse today.
There's so much stuff going around.
Yeah, yeah.
I had people cancel this week just because flu or COVID.
Well, I'm not sick, but COVID is still around, man.
So where do you get your ideas for your shows? Because they're so, I love the titles.
Okay. Pete, it's not just me. First of all, we have 1,500 season ticket holders, for Let Me Be Friends. Yeah, I know. Isn't that nuts?
That is crazy.
That's crazy. And then people still buy tickets. And I got to tell you, everybody will come through the line. Hey, Frank, did you ever think about doing something called, I got that. Well, what do you think of this one? Punta Cacana. And I go, Punta Cacana, I love it. Hey, Frank, what do you think about London? New London Bridge is falling down.
You get an idea from anywhere, right?
Oh, like, my God.
That's so great.
There's a million of them.
All right, I'm talking with Frank Hermans. He is going to stick around for an unprecedented third session, although mine might have done that one time, too. But this is fun. We're having fun. Right. Frank's going to perform another tune.
Cool.
We'll be right back with more of Frank Hermans and Nightlight with Pete Schwabe on the Civic Media Radio Network. Again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, there's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wherever you're going this holiday weekend, just go get that Civic Media app. That way, when Weird Uncle Joe starts spouting off about some nonsense, when Aunt Donna says some things that you just cannot abide, just pop in those earbuds, go find Civic Media. But better than that, tell all your friends and family that they too can become enlightened through the Civic Media radio network.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievert.